it was sort of a joke and I didn't really think that we're really going to do it, but I'm always a little daredevil, always like the little center of attention. If I can get attention back then, you know, give it to me, give it to me.
That's Kylie. I am so excited to introduce you to her. She has this amazing energy about her that you can't help but love. And on top of that, a fantastic giggle, which you'll hear a few times. I was so interested to speak to Kylie because I wanted to understand if older generations would be more or less giving of the details of their sex life. I don't know if it's a generational thing or just a Kylie thing, but she's going to give us some pretty in-depth details about her first time having sex. Hi, I'm Indy Simons and this is No Longer a Virgin, where we talk about the first time having sex. Regardless of your gender preference, ethnicity or age, we're talking about it. Now, back to Kylie and the explicit details of her first time having sex.
It wasn't that long after the movie Puberty Blues came out, which was an Australian movie, later became an Australian TV series. And it was all about the beach and girls eyeing off guys and guys eyeing off chicks. And it was probably the first movie that I ever saw that opened me up to sexual education, really, if I think about it.
Just in case you haven't seen Puberty Blues, it's essentially a film about girls having sex with boys in the back of panel vans. They use Vaseline as lube and call each other moles a lot. So I am a little bit surprised that Kylie and her friends looked at this movie and were like, yes, that. Let's live that.
So this is back in the mid-80s and not long after it came out, we happened to be going on a beach holiday. Well, when I say we, myself with one of my really good friends and her parents down to Torquay, a nice little beachside town over summer. And another really good friend who was also there with her parents, the three of us just knocked around together over the course of the holiday. And because the movie was quite fresh in our mind and we were young girls that liked a good time, we sort of thought, ooh, why don't we make a pact to see who can go the furthest in the sex department whilst we're on holidays? We were joking, really. Well, that's what I thought. Until one night, like the first weekend, when we knew there was this surf club disco that was on, that we would hopefully get some alcohol and go along and meet a few boys. Anyway, being only 15 and me being a short ass, I wasn't the one that went through the bottle shop, but a taller friend of mine did manage to get us some UDLs. We sculled them down and got tipsy and went inside the nightclub, or the surf club rather, had a really good time. And I think while we were in there, because we'd run out of alcohol, we'd met, these are sketchy memories, but we met some guys and were able to fuel up a little bit more on alcohol. The night went on, we got drunker and, had just a great time. It was towards the end of the night. And I think I went outside to get some fresh air and I met this guy who had been at the club and we started talking and I was, I wasn't off my face, but I was certainly pretty well gone. And I think I was actually initially going out there not just to get fresh air but to vomit. But I sort of sobered myself up a little bit by talking to this guy. And lo and behold, we started kissing. And then that memory, I guess, of Puberty Blues was playing around in my mind. And also the fact was, I wonder who can go all the way out of us three girls. And the next thing you know, I'm on the sand on a hill just outside of the surf club with the knickers down, the dress up, and this random boy who I just met outside with his pencil dick inside of me. It was very, very quick. And I was really in shock because I wasn't 100% sure as to what I was doing. It was very, very quick. And we both got up and I said, you know, goodbye, I'm just going to catch up with my friends, and caught up with them, and they said, oh, what have you been doing? And I was like, oh, you wouldn't believe it. I told them, and then I was actually quite distraught, to be honest, and I was really, really annoyed at myself. And we ended up leaving home, and on the way I had to go to the toilet, and I remember going into the cubicle and looking down, pardon the details here, but looking down at my underpants and seeing a blood stain on them. And I was like, oh, my God, what's happened? And then my friend's like, it's the hymen. You've broken it. You're breaking your hymen. And I'm like, oh, no. So that made me just feel worse.
Sex ed wasn't great back in the 80s, and actually, it isn't that great now either, but at least we have access to the internet. So just to clarify, the hymen isn't this strong barrier of skin that a penis needs to break through. If that was the case, people with vaginas wouldn't get their periods. And seriously, if that were true, probably most of us would stay virgins. Instead, the hymen not only has an opening, it's more like the reverse of what we've been taught, almost like a large ring of loose tissue instead. So breaking the hymen or popping the cherry isn't a real thing. We've kind of just made that up to make women feel bad for having sex. We've told this lie for centuries, that they're literally breaking a part of themselves when they have sex. Honestly, I don't think we're mad enough about that, but I digress.
Then, as I said, I was really quite disgusted in myself. We finally got home and we got to sleep, and we were staying in a tent. So my friend and I, and my other friend had gone off, she was staying with her parents at the same caravan park. And so my friend and I were staying in like at the front of the tent, and her parents were staying in the back of the tent. And I don't remember this, but I apparently was swearing in my sleep because of I was traumatized that I'd just lost my virginity as a 15-year-old and to a boy with a pencil dick. So I was saying in my sleep, fucking Jesus. Fucking Jesus. I had no idea whatsoever, as I said. And we woke up the next morning and the mother blew her top at me because I was swearing in my sleep. As I said, I had no idea. And that just made me feel even worse. Oh, boy. And then later that day, we were out walking, my friend and I. We came across, it was really random, like a baby shoe on the sand dune. And she's like, oh, isn't that cute? And I'm like bursting into tears thinking, I've just had sex and I might be having a baby. Until I got my period, oh, my God, I was like a nervous wreck. It was awful. That day that period came, woohoo, I was very excited. So it was very traumatic. I mean, at the time, I was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to win this bet. But at the same time, I was like, you know, all along, even when we made that bet, we knew it was sort of like a pie in the sky. And then, yeah, I think I guess the alcohol kicked in, obviously, and I became very free and easy until after it, when or even during it and just after. I was like, oh, my God, what have I done? It was definitely not romantic, definitely wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, and quite traumatic because I was really young, like 15. Bloody young. In a perfect situation, whoever it was that I would have, if it wasn't him, perfect situation, you know, someone that I probably knew and got on well with, and it was them that I lost my virginity to, then you'd, you know, you'd want to hold that memory there and to be a nice memory. Yeah, so it wasn't a nice memory, but still it's something that I will always carry with me because it was such a significant part of my life.
So this all came about from a movie and a bet, but she wasn't the only one on holiday that was a part of that bet. So what did the other two girls get up to that summer in Torquay?
They did kissing, and I think that's about it. So I was definitely the one that went the furthest. But look, I was a little daredevil, and, you know, if somebody, even though, as I said, at the same time it was sort of a joke and I didn't really think that we're really going to do it, but I'm always a little daredevil, always like the little center of attention. If I can get attention back then, you know, give it to me. So that was attention, not sex.
There's a lot that comes before penetrative sex. So I wanted to know how far Kylie had gone before that night at the surf club.
Probably I'd been fingered. Can't believe that. Oh, my God. And that had happened the year before, 14, 15, around the same time.
We giggled about that one for way too long. So both of these sexual experiences, the fingering and the pencil dick, did change the way Kylie viewed sex for a little bit.
Probably from the age of 17, I was quite sexually active, like I was ready to go again. And certainly had some, you know, wonderful experiences after that time, pleasure-wise, like definitely, because that first time, well, it wasn't pleasure. It just wasn't. It just felt like, I don't know, someone stuck a stick up my bum, basically. Not that I've ever had somebody stick up my bum, but... Yeah, but the best experience that I ever had with sex was when I actually had sexual intercourse for the first time with a woman, and that just for me was the real thing, the real deal. The feelings, the want, the need, the desire was really very apparent compared to what I'd ever felt before having it with a male. Male, it was just jump on, have a ride, and, you know, have a good time. But with a female, a lot more sensual and a lot more real and nurturing and loving. I mean, the first time to me was just, I was so excited when I first had a sexual experience with a woman. I was just like, I couldn't stop smiling all day and for weeks on end. And I was just, oh, I felt like, well, it was what I was supposed to do.
Not too many people wake up one day after sex with males for years and then just decide to have sex with a woman. So I wanted to know how this whole experience came about.
I had an inkling from a very young age. I believe that I fell in love with a very close friend of mine. Nothing ever happened, but I certainly did develop a lot of feelings. And from there, I realized that, well, this is a road that I am destined to travel down. Let's say those feelings probably started to develop at 14, and I didn't, you know, push away. And particularly back then too, you don't want to come out to your parents or friends even. And you needed to be, you know, I needed to be sure. I say 14, I can look back now and go, it was really when I was 8, you know, that I knew that I had attractions more so towards women than boys and men. But in saying that, I would never label myself as being lesbian. I always say I'm actually bisexual. And I distinctly remember I was about 21. I went and I flew over to Adelaide to meet up with a guy. He wasn't in a relationship at the time, so it was a perfect time to, you know, hook up and see where it was going to go. And we did that and all was going well. And I remember just being with him, and I just remember thinking, imagining that he was a woman and thinking, I've got to get this thing sorted. I've really got to get this thing sorted because it is like eating me up. And it wasn't long after that until I had my first experience. It was just like, it was less eating at me. I still remember it as clear as, well, not as clear as day, but pretty clear. And just that euphoric feeling is what that gave me. That was amazing.
That's what you want to hear. She got a great first-time story, and it was only a few years after the pencil dick experience. Now, I want to backtrack for a sec, way back to the 80s, and find out how people actually viewed teenage sex back then.
Look, I just remember in science learning a little bit of sex education, and it was more so, not so much in books or, you know, really detailed classes. It was just like vaguely remember, you know, seeing male and the female skeletons in the science class. I really don't think we had a lot of sex education. And if we did, we never would have taken it seriously anyway. It all would have been, oh, funny, look at that, whoa, because we're a lot younger minded back then than what the teenagers of today are. Probably even a lot more would have made better judgments and been with guys they actually liked and maybe knew for longer than 30 seconds outside getting some fresh air. I remember going to school age of 15. There were so many of us girls that were sexually active at that age. Back then, if we had like Bumblebee?
Yeah, close enough.
If we had Bumble and Tinder back, you know, like back then, and you were heard of or known of being out with four guys in a matter of 2 weeks or a month, you would have definitely been known as a slut. So it was pretty harsh, I guess. It would be like, so you went out on the weekend. Did you root him? Did you root him? Did you get fingered? You know, how far did you go? That sort of thing. So, yeah, it was definitely that. And no holes barred.
So people talking graphically about their sexual experiences at school, labelling girls who had more than one sexual partner a slut, and also school not teaching proper sex ed, honestly, it doesn't really sound like we've made much of a change in the past 40 years. That really is such a shame. I do want to go back to the pencil dick guy, and if Kylie can remember, after all these years, anything about him.
He was tall and he had dark hair, pale skin, not ugly, but not the best looking knife in the drawer, in between like a butter knife and a stay sharp knife. His name was Tim. I didn't see him again after that night until about when, I don't even know if it was him or not, but it was probably about 11 years ago now, or maybe 12. I was in a cafe in North Fitzroy and I was having lunch with a friend and this waiter came up and I looked at him and I thought, oh, my God, you look like that man with that little pencil dick that took away my virginity. But I didn't say anything because I just couldn't. And if it wasn't him, I mean, how ridiculous would have that sounded, this random woman in a cafe.
And even though about 40 years have passed since that night at the Torquay Surf Club, she still remembers exactly where it happened.
Last weekend, my partner and I went to Torquay to stay with a good friend, not the good friend who I was staying with all those years ago when I lost my virginity, but another friend. And I went for a run and I was coming back. So I'd ran from Torquay to Bells Beach and then from Bells Beach back to Torquay. And when I was running back, I passed the surf club, which has changed quite considerably, and the hill where I lost my virginity. And I looked at it and went, oh, my God, there's grass there now. If only that was there 40 years ago.
That's Kylie, and that's the story of her first times. One wasn't so great. I mean, it was modelled after puberty blues and she also managed to take half the beach home in her hoo-ha. But the second first time, that was a huge moment of self-discovery for her. Not everybody gets to have that experience during their first time having sex, so I'm absolutely stoked it happened for her, especially considering the Torquay Surf Club experience. Thanks for listening to this episode of No Longer a Virgin. If you want to tell your first time story, slip into our DMs on Instagram at No Longer a Virgin, and if you're wanting more not-so-sexy sex stories, click that follow button.